So welcome, Jessie K. How are you?
I'm fine.
How's the property business, Mrs. K?
That's okay too.
All right. But we're not talking property today.
No, not today.
We're talking about Nechama.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity, Kathy. Exactly as you say, it takes time. I remember talking to you about Andrew years ago. And it does take time. And sometimes you have something that just flashes. And that sparks the
and
pain.
And just the sense of loss. It just
and
came back
to me. And it comes all back. Now, that's why I'm here. Because we run this group. We have been running recovery from loss or life after loss or life through loss groups for the last 4 or 5 years in Nechama. But this year, 2018, is the first year we've run the whole year. Different format, an open group every second Sunday morning. And we have regulars that come, and we've had success stories, and we've had people who come once and they just have to offload, and then they're there. Then we have people who come and leave the group, but remain friends and meet for coffee, go to theaters and plays and movies together, that type of thing. And then we have a beautiful success story of a couple, and I was personally involved. Both lost their spouses, one lady and one gentleman, and they are now an item.
Oh, that's lovely. That's a lovely story.
It is. I hope you will find time to hear their story one day on this wonderful radio station. But in the meantime, I need to say that we are looking for people who are a little timid, may feel down, or who am I to pick up the call, the phone and just phone to say, where do I go? Can I come? Or they don't feel right up to it at the time, because at the time of loss, you don't. And we can't reach out to everyone. And so this is why we're using your wonderful platform to let everybody know that they are welcome. It doesn't matter if you had a loss 20 years ago, 10 years ago, 1 month ago. It doesn't matter. If your feeling is you need to share, you need to understand people in the same situation as you and feel only they will understand the pain you're going through, this is for you.
Jessie, do you teach people how to deal with loss? I mean, do you teach them the skills, or is it like a therapy group where everybody kind of gets together and shares stories, and in commiseration, we kind of get through the next day, if you know what I mean?
A bit of both. There's no formal input, but skilled facilitators run the group, and they do give input, and they do have a theme for each week that they meet and often get through it, but sometimes the group just need to talk and they don't want the didactic input. They need each other. They feel that they in their aloneness can only be understood by someone else who's alone.
Yeah, that's very, very interesting, you know, like that loss. Like I've never felt lost like this ever.
And it can't be a template. It surely can't be one size fits all. Everybody's going to experience loss differently. Everybody's going to react differently. And losses are different.
Losses are different. And the meaning of the loss and the timing and the situation and whether it's a long anticipated loss or whether it's very sudden, whether it's shocking, whether it's traumatic.
Yeah.
But for everybody, even when it's your great-grandmother, there is some trauma attached to loss, and it's a matter of how you cope with it. You asked if we give actual didactic input. When we counsel individuals and we see them for a few sessions, yes, we do. We try to guide them and talk about different stages and phases, but there's no one shoe fits all.
Sure.
And everyone is individual, and we just honor the individual with total, total confidentiality.
Did you start Nechama?
Together with the late Rabbi Fachler.
How long ago?
She was, I don't know.
Like years and years and years.
I'm not sure. It's quite a long time now. Rabbi Bernard was involved at the time, and the late Mr. Datno, who really was like a father figure to Nechama. and gave us a bit of guidance. So there were many people who helped, but it was Rabbi Fachler and I who went to a funeral together somehow. And Barry Kay was then, no relation, the funeral director. And he said to me, they had just had a cot death.
Oh,
and the Compassionate Friends used to meet at Reform Shul. And he said, I, as a rabbi, it's not in the shul, it was in the hall, what's now the Torah Academy school.
Yes.
But he
funny
said,
that.
Yeah, I can't come in there. And there are lots of people immigrating, and older parents are left alone with no children in the country. And after Shiva and maybe Shloshim, they go back to being totally alone.
All right.
And that's started
to come. Can we just define Shiva and Shloshim for our non-Jewish
okay.
listeners?
Shiva is a period of time of 7 days. That's why Shiva is seven. Where the mourners, the main mourners, sit. It's the most wonderful, wonderful system. You are there kept. After the funeral, you start the mourning period. And the first 7 days, people are meant to visit. There are also prayers that correlate with the shul prayers of morning and afternoon, evening, when there must be a minyan. But for the rest, people come in. They come with memories. They come with beautiful things to say, with things to finish, perhaps. There's support. There's love. There's food. So that it says somewhere in Shulchan Aruch, the code of Jewish law, that woe the community where the mourner has to prepare their own food. Yeah. And most mourners will tell you that they inundated and need a new freezer
right.
just to cope.
Right.
When in sort of
that's testament to our community, though.
It is, to Johannesburg.
Yeah. Lizzie, how do people get in touch with you? We've got to wrap up. But
I'd like to say, especially for this Sunday, if yes. people are a little hesitant to come, we will have a special reception committee for extra people who are a bit shy and would like to come earlier. Contact number 511-532-9701.
Okay, so that's a chev. Otherwise,
that's
call
Linda. That's Nechama's number. Linda and Linda's email is lindaf@jhbchev.co.za.
Okay, Linda F for Freddie.
Yes.
@jhbchev.co.za.
But this is not the chev number. It's a private. Well, it's
but if we phone the chev, if we forget that number,
yes,
and we phone the chev, can we ask him to put us through to
Nechama? And I'd like to give you my cell number in case anyone wants to phone this week and say, I'm a bit scarred, I'm a bit shy, I don't want to come on my own.
So I'll tell you what, Jess, very few people actually drive around with paper and pen. Only you do, because you're looking out and you're saying, hey, I can see those people are moving.
Don't.
I need to take that address.
But if people are not driving and they're at home, can I just give my number?
Yes, give your number. 082-449-3147.
Right.
Thank you, Jessica. And
thank
you so much for coming in.
Us the time.
And just all the best with Nechama. May you go out of business.
Please
you have
God,
no need
God.
For Nechama.
Mashiach should come, and we should not need Nechama.
Awesome. Jesse, thank you very, very much. That's Jesse K talking about Nechama.